You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. At the time we're looking ahead to the action coming up on Sunday, the 18th of November. And it promises to be a busy day of action for a Sunday. We've got Cheltenham, of course. We've got Group 1 action, or Grade 1 action, I should say, at Punchestown. We've also got the Southern National at Fontwell. And there's racing at Cork as well. So plenty of stuff to look forward to. Join the team on Racing Radio. Gets underway from 11:55 a.m. here on the podcast. My name's John Gibby. Paddy Aspall is with me. Hello, Paddy.
How are you doing, John? Are you well?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, all good, thanks.
Good to have you with us. We will take a look at a couple of your selections for Sunday's racing in a few moments' time, but we'll start off by looking back on Saturday's big race, the Gold Cup Handicap, the Grade 3 race at Cheltenham, the 2.25 as it was. And fair to say, this was a pretty messy race in the end, Paddy, with a lot of horses coming to grief on the way round. A great performance put it up in the end by Baron Alco.
Yeah, it was very, very admirable, wasn't it? And I mean, although I didn't select him in the studio with the guys, I just thought that there was too much pace in the race for him to be involved. And the fact that he came off such a mammoth layoff and ran a, you know, incredible race at Chepstow 5 weeks previous, but got into a real dogfight that day with one of Kim Bailey's and they pulled well clear of the third. And you know, he'd a very, very hard race and he literally ran out of gas up the run in. It was because it's such a long run in at Chepstow, and he just went in and popped the last at a vital moment where he really could have done with a quick one. But that was an incredible performance today, because I know there was accidents and a bit of carnage in behind, but still, look, at the end of the day, the fences are there to be jumped, and Baron Alco has jumped them all well. And but I said to the guys when we're watching the race, you know, when they were running it down to the third last, both Baron Alco and Frodon, who were, you know, at the head of affairs, had been there from the get-go. Now, the speed that they set off over them early fences, I mean, that's probably why we had the carnage. The horses in behind just couldn't jump and gallop at that pace. So that mirror, I know people can say, oh, the race fell apart and this was going well or that was going well. Them horses fell because they were in top gear and they couldn't handle the pace. And that's just the way of the world. But I mean, Baron Alco, he's run them ragged because he's turned in, he's quickened again, and Jamie Moore has given him a kick down over the second last, and he's picked up like he did at the first fence. He was spring-heeled. Gave us a little bit of a worry up the run-in, because you really felt for him, because he's been mugged once or twice in his career, Baron Alco. But what a trainer performance. And I mean, 11 stone, having gone that gallop, he's gone. You know, because although Frodon kept going and ran a very brave race, because let's not forget that Frodon, you know, he was up £6 for the previous win, and in the meantime his rider had lost her claim. So he was up £6. She couldn't claim the three off. So, you know, he's run an incredible race, and I mean, he's had to give weight all round here today, and he's gone down on his sword, and he actually gave us a bit of a scare up the run in that he was going to reel in Baron Alco, because we didn't want him to. And like we spoke to Ken Pearson there a few minutes ago, he said that Gary Moore was almost in tears afterwards, and you could see what the horse meant to Jamie as well when they crossed the line. Incredible horse, because he's obviously, when he finished behind Road to Respect in last year's festival, or the festival of 2017, should I say, we hadn't seen him up until Chepstow 5 weeks ago. So to get him back, and to get him back to run at this level, really, you've got to take your hat off to Gary Moore. It was an incredible performance.
It's It's worked out well for Jamie Moore as well, hasn't it? It was supposed to be on Benatar as a non-runner and switched to Baron Alco, taking over from Josh Moore in the end. And as you pick up on there, you know, he has given Laws from the front of that pace, you know, a great ride to avoid all the trouble and also to keep on up the Cheltenham Hill.
Yeah, you know, you really can't say enough for them, to be honest. Look, we all need a bit of luck in this game, and he's had that and been able to ride Baron Alco, but... I suppose you've got to give a mention to Mr. Whittaker, because he was very badly hampered at a vital moment, and he's come up the hill very strongly and finished off very, very well. So he's probably one, you know, you would say the unlucky horse, but you know, it was there was no hiding place. It was a proper, truly run event, and a really enjoyable race to watch.
That was the Gold Cup Handicap Chase, the Grade 3 at Cheltenham on Saturday. And the main race of the November meeting, of course, that continues on Sunday. But what we're going to focus on, Paddy, is Punchestown. And you've picked out two selections for us at the Irish venue on Sunday. Which is the first?
Yeah, well, plenty of good racing tomorrow, especially over the other side of the water in Ireland. And I've gone to Punchestown for a stable, really, that so far the strike rate has been incredible, that of Pory Groach. Hasn't had many runners since he took over the licence from his dad, but he's done very, very well. And this horse in particular, Neddy Vaughan, I mean, the handicapper has really had a say, but, you know, he's had a say because of the visually impressive performances that Neddy Vaughan has been putting up.
This is in the 105, we should say.
Yeah, in the 105. And, I mean, he's up another £9 for that last win, but... he's offsetting that with an excellent £5 claimer here in Barry Brown, who really is very good value for people who mightn't be that familiar with him. I mean, because Ireland is awash with claiming riders, and very, very good claiming riders. But Barry Brown is certainly, for me, up there amongst one of the best, and doesn't get an awful lot of rides, but he's very, very capable, as you will see tomorrow on this Neddy Vaughan and Pádraig Roach, as been alluded to that fact also. This horse is going for the hat-trick tomorrow. He's been very, very consistent this year, and although he's only 7-year-old, he's got a fair bit of experience now, and that's only Wexford form last time. He's got to step up tomorrow, because they're going to Punchestown on a Sunday in a deeper race, so he's got more on his plate tomorrow. But you know, this horse is in the form of his life, and I think a mark of, with Barry's five off, a mark of 116 tomorrow, the handicapper may be still just be chasing him, and there could be another nice day in him tomorrow, and I'm hoping so. But I've been really impressed with Paul Groach's strike rate so far with his jumpers, and he seems to be doing very well. And it's interesting, actually, that this horse, I'll just have to check again, is actually by a horse in Sanjavit, which his dad won a derby on. Probably one of the worst derby winners we've probably ever seen in history in Ireland, because he's been a very, very disappointing sire at stud. And I'm not even sure if we ever seen him. We might have seen him maybe once after that derby, but just a little pointless fact, really. But, you know, they've actually bred the horse. So it'll be, you know, it's a big family affair. So I hope it comes off for them tomorrow. And if they win that, they've picked up themselves a nice pot.
Neddy Vaughan in the 105 then at Punchestown on Sunday for Paddy. And we're staying at the same meeting for your other selection.
Yeah, I was torn between the top two here, because, make no mistake, they're two very good horses in my opinion, John, in Malone Road and Mount Leinster. Malone Road won his only point start. He was quite well backed and duly delivered and was quite impressive. And Jamie Codd rode him last time at Down Royal, where he made value of that experience and his staying power, and rode him very positively, and he absolutely galloped these horses into the ground, or galloped his rivals into the ground. We don't see many Sheely Park horses over obstacles, so this is a rare one, or under National Hunt rules, should I say. But this horse looks a fair bit of kit, but my selection was actually going to be the horse underneath for Willie Mullins, although it was only a Ballinrobe bumper that he won. It was just the way he quickened, because it's a very sharp, what would you say, it's not the most conventional of race courses, but it was just the way he quickened off that home bend at Ballinrobe. It's not the sort of track that you would think, you know, these leading trainers start off their best bumper horses, but you know, sometimes you just don't really know after homework what you've got, but certainly on the day at Ballinrobe, he showed a real good turn of foot. What he beat is debatable, but nonetheless, you couldn't help but been impressed by the way he quickened off the home bend, and he put a fair bit of distance back to the second, and he has changed hands since, and you'd imagine it was for probably a fairly large sum. But it'd be interesting to see tomorrow, because I think we'll find out how good this horse is, because as I mentioned, I think this Malone Road is the real deal. But Mount Leinster, I'm going to take a chance on him to get the better off level weights with two leading amateur riders booked in Jamie Codd and Patrick Mullins, but it'll be a proper battle, and we'll see which one comes out the better tomorrow. But for me, I'm hoping it is Mount Leinster.
Mount Leinster then for Paddy in that 3:55, the concluding bumper at Punchestown on Sunday. Of course, it's a card that also includes the Grade 1 Morgan Hurdle, Grade 2 Florida Pearl Novice Chase as well. That's all going to be live on Racing Radio, as well as Cheltenham and Fontwell. There's going to be plenty to discuss throughout the day, and again here on the podcast tomorrow. Join me then. Paddy, thanks for being with us today.
No problem. Thanks, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.